This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell is here. Manny takes your calls. And Mr. Ravati producing us today. If you have a question or comment, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I bet we have a whole new host of listeners today, Todd, that normally are in the friendly confines of a school somewhere. And today we are the teachers. I take that responsibility very seriously. I don't know about you. Are you feeling the pressure today? And to all of our students, welcome to the program. To anybody else that is unable...
City and county people who couldn't work and
yes,
stuff like that.
In unable to listen while they work. First of all, talk to your supervisor about that kind of work environment because nobody should be forced to work without having the ability to flip us on the radio.
And stay informed and stuff.
In your mind. Exactly right. That's the American way, for crying out loud. I'm going to have to start a protest to fix that here pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, why would you want your employees to not be in the know? Why would you want them to be in the dark?
I don't know. We'll fix that tomorrow. Today, we're glad to have you. And hopefully we will inform and entertain you today on the program we call What's On Your Mind. Coming up this hour, we're going to check in with our friend Troy Coons at CNC Farms. Talk a little seed. Yes, this will melt, and we will have to plant things. We're also going to chat with Captain Brian Ewan of the North Dakota Highway Patrol about what the road conditions are like, and Governor Jack Dalrymple will join us for a quick update on Dakota Access and the pipeline situation, what's happening there. So all that coming up this hour. But we start with the rock star of the weather world, J.P. Martin of the National Weather Service from the Bismarck office, meteorologist there here to update us on what caused this disruption in our normal routine today, this little blizzard.
My goodness, guys. Hey, listen, this is 2 weeks in a row. We have to stop meeting like this.
We do.
Yeah.
Have a conversation with Mother Nature, the cause for all this.
I think on everybody's mind today is weather. Guys, we've got the blizzard warnings continuing across the central and eastern parts of the state today. Out west, things are improving. The wind has dropped off a little bit. The visibility is up. So we've replaced those blizzard warnings in the far west with the wind chill advisories. We're talking wind chills as low as 30 below out there. Through the day, we'll slowly pull the blizzard warning out of central North Dakota. I got to think here in Bismarck, maybe between, say, 3 and 5 this afternoon, we'll pull that down. But it's going to continue in the Red River Valley right on probably till about 10 or 11 tonight, maybe midnight.
So west to east, the worst of this over in that 10 to 11 time frame tonight along the I-29 corridor.
Yep, Scott, exactly right. So a slow improvement today as the day goes on, slow improvement from the west. Things are already, again, better from Williston to Dickinson. They'll improve Minot to Bismarck. That kind of that Highway 83 corridor will be improving by mid to late afternoon. Jamestown up to Devil's Lake, around dark, you'll see some improvement in the conditions. And that Red River Valley, not until 11 o'clock midnight tonight. So, you know, you look at that North Dakota Department of Transportation, what a fantastic job they do on their travel map. You look at that today, you see a whole lot of blood red all over that thing. No travel advised across most of the state. And then, of course, the interstate remains closed, as far as I know right now, Dickinson through Valley City, actually, now.
Yeah,
interstate
it is.
94, that is.
It is. And then, of course, no travel advised on it, on the vast majority of the roads and
right.
Interstate 29 north of I-94. There's a corridor in center North Dakota below I-94 that remains no travel advised as well. The two corners, southwest and southeast, do have, you know, at least passable. Looks like it's a combination of, in the west, the scattered snow and drifts that you're finding south of I-94. That's from about Bismarck, Mandan, west to the Montana border, south of I-94. And then the ice-compacted snow roads south of I-94 from about Valley City, Fargo, south down to the, Wahpeton area, again, a little bit to the east of that area as well. So,
you know,
Scott,
bad. out there in the southwest part of the state, that Bowman area, Amadon, Hedinger area, just didn't get much snow with this, a couple inches, and so didn't get the amount of snow Bismarck here. We had officially about 6.5 right now, 5 inches during the day yesterday, about another 1.5 last night as the storm kind of backed up back in toward Bismarck again and brought us another 1.5 of snow. Hearing reports out of the northeast part of the state as much as 13, 14 inches. So they missed out, that eastern part of the state missed out on our storm last week, but they got it now. You know, big differences between last week's system and this week, a couple things I'm sure you noticed is not as much snow with this one, but the big difference is, boy, we sure got the wind with this one. The snow was lighter, so when we had those winds gusting to 50 miles an hour, I think 49 official gusts at the weather office here in Bismarck last night, just was able to take that snow and blow it around, lift it up, and cause that zero visibility, especially out in open country. You know, bad enough in town right now. You get out into the rural areas, I can't even imagine what it looks like out there.
I don't remember a time when, you know, the vast majority of North Dakota was in just shutdown mode. That doesn't happen very often. You know, you get whacked in this corner or that corner, or east or west, but boy, to have it to the degree it is today, pretty amazing.
That's right. This one moved from the southwest. You know, I'm sure tomorrow, yesterday morning when you were waking up, you looked at that radar and saw that snow in the southwest, moved into Bismarck mid to later morning and snowed into the afternoon. And then the system got into the northeast part of the state. What happened is just like last week's system that slowed down and stalled, similar thing happening to this one. That's happening right now. The storm center is just northeast of Grand Forks and has really slowed down. So that's going to keep the northern part of the Red River Valley in this, again, till into the late hours of tonight.
What is behind this, JP?
You know, two things, Scott. One is the jet stream. The jet stream has shifted to run over North Dakota, allowing the colder air to come in. And when we bring that shift a little further south into South Dakota and the low pressure moves along it, we're pumping a whole bunch of moist air and warm moist air. And, of course, by that I mean 40-degree air, relatively speaking, warm. We're pushing that warm air up over this cold air and dumping out all the snow. So the combination of that jet stream and then pushing the system moving along it, bringing in that warmer air. And listen, we seem to be on this pattern where about every, you know, 4, 5, 6 days we had that last week, we have it this week. Looking again like another system to come through on Saturday. That one is not looking as strong, but I am concerned because it looks like we could have several inches of snow across the state of North Dakota and adjacent areas. I know your listeners out in eastern Montana and South Dakota, in Minnesota, and even up into Canada, looks like several inches of snow possible on Saturday. Again, with that one, I think we're going to have some wind. I'm not saying, and we are not forecasting a blizzard for Saturday, but I want to get the word out there that you should be expecting this coming Saturday a couple inches of snow, some wind with that, and then again a turn to much colder weather again next week. We're going to be in the icebox the rest of this week. We're going to warm up just a hair with that system on the weekend. I mean, by warm up, I mean teens, maybe 20 degrees. And then we're going to be back in the deep freeze again early next week. So very dynamic end of November and into the first part of December here. So we want to stay weather ready.
A chat with meteorologist J.P. Martin from the National Weather Service Bismarck office today on What's on Your Mind for an update on our first blizzard of the year, and a doozy it is. Texter says Highway 22 between Kildare and Mandaree roads are good. Minimal ice in places. Winds are very strong, however, from the west. Whiteout conditions in places, if I had to guess, winds are 45, maybe up to 70. That's a pretty big number. What are the wind speeds you're seeing up that way?
Seeing official speeds, we use the Department of Transportation has sensors along the highway. North Dakota Atmospheric Resource Board we use any piece of information we can get on, and they're running about 55 miles an hour. So that estimate is kind of right in the ballpark there.
Wow.
One thing now, we're gonna be losing that wind the next few days, Scott, but it's still going to be on the windy side. And so for areas, very, you know, rural areas, wide open areas, again, even over the next few days, don't be surprised as you're driving on a highway, you run into, you know, some low visibility, some blowing and drifting snow, even over the next few days. The main weather issue is going to be the transition to bitterly cold wind to chill temperatures. We're talking 20s below zero. And that can cause frostbite to exposed skin in less than a half an hour. So our concern now moves away from the snow and blizzard and to the bitterly cold weather. I know I was out this morning myself trying to get my driveway opened up and just was out there about 15 minutes and it just really, really chilled me. So we want to dress in layers, right? Key is layers of loose-fitting clothes. Cover that. Cover those ears. Cover the head. When you feel your fingers kind of starting, they feel a little numb, they feel maybe even warm, it's time to get inside. Stop what you're doing and get inside and get warmed up.
Good advice. Thank you, JP. Good chatting with you.
Good talking with you. And say hey to Todd for me, please.
You just did.
Yeah.
Hey. Exactly. Todd, JP. JP, Todd. More on What's On Your Mind after this, friends. Don't go away.
I know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Ransom, Sargent, Nelson, Seal, Griggs, Walsh, Pembina, Cavalier, and many southwestern North Dakota counties in early 2017. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry, a commitment to serve, and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative commodity board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nominations and election process, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Chance I'm talking until this song ends. Sorry, can't do it.
I was going to say, that is too good. Love it.
Just a classic Christmas family kind of memory, you know? Watching Charlie Brown. My mom, I think I've told the story before, she is in a memory care unit in Fargo, at Bethany, actually. They do a very nice job taking care of her. And she has vascular dementia, so she has, you know, you can't have any kind of a conversation that we would consider normal, right? Just little flashes here and there of different things. She knows who you are, but if I'm visiting her, or you know, if one of my family members is, and you know, even a commercial, like a little promo comes on for "Hey Charlie Brown," happening, lights up. It's like, oh,
there
Charlie Brown,
go.
And she used to, every time you know, Charlie Brown would come on, she'd call and say, "Charlie Brown is on! Charlie Brown is on!" Like it was like a, you know, a major, major event. She wanted us to know. I'm talking about as adults, right? I mean, you're an adult with kids, and she called to let you know that Charlie Brown was on. I'm like, yeah. Thanks, Mom. That's awesome. We'll turn it on when, you know, we'd already watched it 20 times on DVD, but she just wanted to, it was on, by golly. Because when we were little, that was holiday tradition. You watched Charlie Brown. You remember that? When it was, you know, you didn't have DVD. You watched it the night it was on. It was one time for the year.
Yep, yep.
Right there.
My old high school's mascot used to be Snoopy. It's not anymore, but our mascot used to be Snoopy when I was in high school.
Same. Oh, nice.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Those were the days. Mm-hmm. All right, folks. See, these are the things you get to you know, chat about on a blizzard day. You know, right outside the norm. Although somebody's, you know, feeling a little left out today. Texter said, please ask Governor Dalrymple why state offices were not closed today. All right, we will. I think that means that person's a state employee and they want to be home watching Charlie Brown, I guess. I don't know. But,
yeah.
You know, those are always challenging things. Our kids are in school today. And, you know, sometimes you have to make a call. Do you do it? Do you not? And then they get there and then the roads aren't all that great, so... It sounds like from what JP told us, things are improving. By the time work lets out or school lets out, things should be a little bit better. Any other questions you want us to ask the governor or North Dakota Highway Patrol's Brian Ewan will be joining us here shortly. Let us know. Anything else on your mind, give me a call, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Troy from CNC Farms at Donnybrook is on the phone, registered and certified seed dealer. The folks that pride themselves in providing top quality, wide variety of seed, forage barley, oats, millet, 40-10, forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and a lot more. And, Troy, I have it on good authority this snow will melt. And people will be doing some planning at some point in our future. So now's the time to think about this, right? So can you confirm that?
Yes. I hope so.
Well, wonderful. And so we get to talk some ag issues with Troy on the program, brought to you by his CNC Farms at Donnybrook. And we always appreciate a couple minutes to talk ag on the show. We want to talk about germination testing today. What do I need to know about germination testing? What are, more importantly, your customers and potential customers need to know about it?
Well, germination testing as a factor and why it's important is to know the amount of percentage of viable seed you have per 100 seeds or per pound to determine your pure live seed count to get your proper plant population, to know your seed vigor. It's a measure of potential field performance, to know how the seed will perform in unfavorable conditions. You need to get a representative sample if you're using some of your own seeds, so you make sure it's representative of the whole lot. With these tests, it'll let you know your normal seeds, your abnormal seeds, and your dead seeds. It'll also let you know the vitality of the seed, how it fits into criteria that have been set for us by the seed associations, like, you know, a cereal crop seed, they'll germinate them for 7 days, where some other seeds, like a grass seed, you know, they'll run those for up to 4 weeks to know if they meet certain protocol and growth standards. Some of the things that can affect your germination are seedling disease, dormancy issues, mechanical damage, either by handling or by harvesting, heat damage, And then you can also have time, if it's spend X amount of time in a storage unit, probably more than a year. And then chemical damage, you know, if you use the desiccant at harvest, or if there's chemical residual in the soil, those types of things.
What kind of takeaway, you explained that very well and what it does. What's the benefit? If you're using that, you have that knowledge, you have all that data, what's the outcome?
Well, you know, a person, it's one of the factors. It's a huge one because we have so many fixed expenses in putting the crop in, you know, and to get the proper plant population out there to optimize your yield. So a big factor there would be your seed count. It's something we can talk about another day, you know, your seed per pound and such. But one of the factors that you use is your seed germination. You know, if you're trying to get a million plants out there and you have an 80% germination, you have to increase your seed count by a factor to get to that level.
Interesting. Folks, if you want to learn more, give Troy and his team a call at CNC Farms at 701-482-7865. 701-482-7865. Online at ccseedfarm.com, ccseedfarm.com. Where are you at travel-wise? What are you looking at where you're at right now?
Well, I come down to Bismarck yesterday for a legislative rule-making meeting for the Northwest landowners, and then a Ag Coalition meeting today, and I got trapped in the hotel here in Bismarck. So going to spend the night here and happen to have some of the people from Foundation Seed Stocks in the building, so we'll get to work on some things that we were going to have a meeting this coming Monday on.
Sounds good. Well, appreciate the update. I was thinking I was going to get an update on how things are up at Donnybrook, but you're bunkered in Bismarck for a while anyway.
Yes, huh? I am. Yes,
right.
Yes.
Thanks a bunch, Troy. Good to talk to you.
All right. Take care.
You bet. Talk to you later. Talking Ag with Troy Coons from CNC Farms today on What's on Your Mind. Detroit Lakes sector of the Minnesota Department of Transportation has just told us that westbound I-94 has been temporarily closed at the Downer exit east of Moorhead. Jackknife semi blocking both lanes of traffic. Westbound lanes will remain closed until the crash is cleared. Now, there's why you slow down and keep your distance in weather like this, because, you know, I mean, think of that. Imagine, you know, you're cruising along, all of a sudden, where's that semi going, and where do I go? You just have to get out of the way. So, and now causing a bit of a backup. All vehicles being diverted from westbound 984 to alternate routes right now. I will keep an eye on that one, let you know when it reopens, but not good. North Dakota travel, I'm updating this regularly. We do have our first little bit of green, which is, you know, good travel conditions. And it's pretty much in that area that JP from the Weather Service told us about, and that would be north and a little bit northwest from Williston, okay? Just a small sector that's green. Otherwise, I got a little bit of green in southwest North Dakota, too. Things are improving out west, that's for sure.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the University of Mary. We'll be broadcasting next week on Tuesday from the University of Mary for our monthly, it's actually U Mary Monday normally, but it's Tuesday this month because we have some special events we'll be telling you about there. And University of Mary is known for the traditional degree program, but they've also specialized in education for working adults since 1959. Did you know that? That's absolutely right. You can combine your passion and experience with a master's or a doctorate program that positions you for a richer, fuller life. With the University of Mary's 16 master's programs, business, nursing, healthcare, and healthcare administration, counseling and education, 3 doctoral programs in nursing practice, physical therapy, and education. And because Mary offers one of the most affordable programs in the nation, you earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Best of all, courses are taught in a flexible, accelerated format. You can take classes online or at night. There's 4 locations here in North Dakota, and their dedicated faculty are experts in their field, bringing real-world experience into the classroom. That's the University of Mary for Life. Classes start again on January 9th, February 13th, and March 20th. Find out more at umary.edu/master's degree, umary.edu/master's degree. Captain Brian Ewan of the North Dakota Highway Patrol here to update us on how road conditions are around the state. He is today, right now at this very moment, and one of the most famous locations in all of North Dakota, Tower City, North Dakota. Famous for pie, anyway. Right there at that little travel plaza. A lot of people stop right there on I-94. Captain Ewan, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
So what are you seeing out there in your travels? You've been pretty much Jamestown to Valley City area today?
I have. I've been on almost all the way to Jamestown today. You actually can't see much because the visibility is so poor. We've got some very, very poor road conditions. DOT is not able to be on the roads right now because the visibility is so poor. So we've got, snow drifts that are starting to build up at those underpass areas. Just even in some of the mainline driving areas, we've got, 1-2 feet of snow. So, actually we're going to be closing I-29 shortly here from Fargo all the way to the Canadian border, and I-94 from Fargo all the way to Dickinson here. It's actually happening right now. So, conditions have worsened today. This wind is not supposed to go away at all today. The snow is still falling. So all we expect is just things to get worse and just before they get better. And so we're just going to kind of ask everybody to hunker down today. We're closing all the roads. I think about 85% of our state right now is underneath the no travel advisory. Really, this storm is a deadly storm, and we're just asking people to stay home, hunker down, and wait till it clears, hopefully tomorrow, and we can get everything out again.
So tell me again, I-29 will close Fargo to the border?
Fargo to the Canadian border, I believe. I'm not sure what the closure point is going to be up north, but I know we are closing it at Fargo. for both directions north of Fargo. It will remain open from Fargo to the South Dakota border, but we will be closing I-94 as well, both directions at Fargo, going all the way to Dickinson here right, in the next few minutes.
And right now that's closed a little bit west of Dickinson all the way to a point, I guess, just about Valley City, but now it's no travel advised Valley City to Fargo. You're saying that'll just actually be closed.
It's going to be closed now, yeah. The conditions, you know, I think the storm is the winds have picked up. They're making their way east, and all those conditions they've seen out west last night and to this morning, we're seeing now on the eastern side of the state.
And you know, are people braving this now? So you're in Tower City. That's no travel advised. I mean, how many folks are on the roads?
You know, there still are people traveling west on I-94 to Valley City. We've got too many trucks that are stacked up in Valley City. They can't handle all the semis that are there. We did put out a news release earlier asking all commercial motor vehicles to stop in Fargo. Well, now that we're closing the road, they're going to have to stop in Fargo. So it's, you know, it's the Tower City truck stop here. It's full of vehicles as well. It's one of those days where I think this storm was predicted. And information was out there, and we've advised no travel for how long here, you know, but people are still out here thinking they need to get someplace. Absolutely no travel should be done today because you're taking your life in your own hands if you decide to travel today, because it's difficult for us to be out here. DOT is not out there. If DOT is not out there, if things plug up, law enforcement can't get to you. You're going to be on your own today.
By the way, University of Mary just canceled classes for today, so that's new as well. And obviously with this news, we may see more cancellations, closures as well. Any anything you want to you know, pass on to the listeners at all about, again, just any advice on folks who might be out there now, or anything you want to pass along on what you're seeing so far?
You know, I would say if you're out there now, just take it real slow. Get off on that next exit point where there's some services that, where you can sit and, you know, have a warm meal or get some gas if you need gas, and just wait the storm out. Hopefully later tonight these winds will die down, the snow will go away, and we can actually get some better visibility, get DOT on the roadways opening these up. You know, if you absolutely have to travel, let people know that you're traveling. Let somebody know, hey, I'm leaving now. This is my expected time of arrival. This is where I'm going. Have a phone with you. And if something happens, call 911 and let somebody know once you've arrived wherever you're expected to arrive to.
And right now the plows are off the roads. Is that right?
The plows are off the roads in the Valley City DOT district. I believe up in the Grand Forks district, it's the same thing. The plows are off the roads because the visibilities are so poor. They can't see, and they run the risk of running into something or running off the road, and we've got bigger issues.
And when these roads close, you can't get on them, right? I mean, the on-ramps are actually, the gates come down. You can't get on the roads, right?
We do have gates that we put up or put out, and the expectation is one. When the roads are closed, people will drive around those. We still have people that decide that they think that they know better than law enforcement and the DOT, and they decide to drive around them. And if they do, that comes with a $250 fine and with the risk of you might be stranded by yourself overnight without anybody being able to get to you tonight.
Any accidents?
We've had very few accidents today. We've had some cars going in the ditch, but no real big rash of accidents right now. You know, for the most part, there isn't a lot of traffic out here, and which is a good thing. I think if we had a ton of traffic out here, we'd probably have more crashes because the roads are really icy. The snow that's fallen before that happened, it was warm enough to where the snow that fell froze the roads. We've got a layer of ice underneath the snow that makes for very slick conditions today.
If someone is out and ends up in an accident, is there some liability for that? I mean, if I'm on a road that's closed or no travel, and I get an accident, I need somebody to pull me out. Now you got to have obviously an emergency response. You know, is there a ticket for that? Is there what kind of liability is there?
There is. I mean, if you're out on a road that's closed, we will cite you for being on a road closed. Again, it's a $250 fine. You know, obviously, if you're putting other people's lives in danger, there are charges for that, like reckless endangerment, that we could consider. So those are things that we do consider when we make those decisions, whether or not we'll try and rescue somebody. Because a lot of times, it's not just law enforcement that has to go rescue people. You have a couple of plow drivers. You have law enforcement. You know, these people, when they decide to drive around road closure gates and they get stuck out in the middle of nowhere, they're putting people's lives at risk, not just their own, but other people that are going to make an attempt to go rescue them. Because every time we get one of those calls, we always make an attempt to go rescue them. And so, I mean, you're putting your own lives in danger, but you're also putting other people's lives in danger, needlessly and recklessly.
All right, Captain Ewan, thank you to you and all of the law enforcement that work regardless of the road conditions. We appreciate the fact that you're out there, and same with the folks from DOT that have to clear these roads, and it's a challenging situation in weather like this, and we appreciate what you do.
All right, thanks for the support.
Take care. Brian Newen is the captain with the North Dakota Highway Patrol, reporting from Tower City. He's been as far as Jamestown, I guess, today, but just going back and forth on 94. And we have news there that while it's not officially closed at this very moment, it's going to be closed momentarily on I-29, Fargo to the Canadian border, and I-94. Now, I just see that they've updated that on my DOT map to I-94 all the way to Is it at Dickinson or is it just a little west? No, it's at 22, so it's at Dickinson. Okay. And that's absolutely closed. And then right now, 94 will be, but 29 will be, rather, but it's right now just a no trouble advice. But it sounds like I-29 closing at Fargo, and he didn't know exactly where at the northern border, but right now it's no travel advice all the way to the Canadian border. So conditions worsening there. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Governor Dalrymple will join us in the next segment. So this is your last chance to weigh in on any and all issues here. We did try and get an answer for an earlier listener who had a question about the difference in the roads being cleared in Burleigh County versus Morton County. The assertion was that Morton County does it a lot better than Burleigh County is doing it. And thinks that Burleigh County should go out and plow today, not just in emergencies, since they have some of the best equipment around. We did put a call into Mary Singer, the Burleigh County Emergency Manager. And what we do, Todd, just leave a message to give us a ring back if it works for the end of the program.
Yep.
All right. So, my first question would just be, is there a difference between the two counties? And if so, why? And get a little sense of the policy there and talk a little bit about that. So, the other question we have for the governor is why the offices are closed today, why the state offices, rather, are not closed. And so we'll pass that question along. And I mentioned University of Mary just telling us they're canceling classes. And their notice says, as travel conditions have not improved, classes are canceled for all of Tuesday at the main campus, physical therapy building, and Butler Center in Bismarck. Offices are closed. University Dining Center remains open. Mass in Our Lady of the Word at 4:30. Our main campus, I think that means Mass is on. It didn't follow with open, but it's right behind the University Dining Center remaining open. So Mass is on. Mass must go on. Our many main campus residential students urged to stay on campus until conditions improve. Okay? So there you go with that. What else? Let's get one of these callers in here quick before we have to go to break. Jim in Williston is first to go here. Jim, what's on your mind? Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, I just visited with a friend of mine down in Bismarck earlier, and we were talking about these protesters. They're getting paid $600 a week, and curious if they're still getting paid after. I don't know if anyone would know, but, you're going to have Dalrymple on later. My question would be, these guys are under an employment contract. I sure hope that they're paying workman's comp and everything else on that, because my hope is as these people start getting frozen toes, and I mean, their lives are in danger. They're just idiots being down there at tech camp right now, and they're getting paid by idiots. Us taxpayers, even worse comp, I doubt we'd get the premiums that would be required for if we have to start amputating toes and feet and fingers because of this weather. I mean, they're living in teepees down there. It's just ridiculous.
All very good questions that ought to be pursued with our question. I mean, I know in the middle of, response to one protest after another, as we find ourselves on day 118, that may be a little bit challenging to get to the bottom of, but I think we need some answers on that. You mentioned $600 a week. Is that the number?
Yeah.
Who's the payee on these checks? Where do they cash them? Let's get some answers here. No question about it. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate that very much. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. We will chat with Governor Dalrymple after this. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
In this week's Safety Minute, NDSE Executive Director Chuck Claremont discusses safe hunting practices.
You never take for granted the fact that you got a loaded weapon and knowing where everybody's at, because you can get excited, something can happen, you make these foolish mistakes just because you're in kind of the middle of the excitement of the hunt. And, you know, carrying a loaded weapon, obviously, that weapon's there to kill, and unfortunately, a thousand times a year, it injures, and 100 of those, there's actually fatalities involved in it. So complacency, you just have to know what's going on with hunting, and following the safety rules and practicing, knowing your firearm's capabilities, how far can you shoot. There's just so many things that a person really has to be aware of before you even step foot on the ground to hunt. Make sure you look ahead of you and don't shoot behind you, and there's so many things, and I think talking, just simple things like communicating to each other, that can save lives, that can prevent injuries.
For safe hunting tips and upcoming first aid CPR classes, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Blaze Energy would like to thank all veterans, home and abroad, for your service to our country. Blaze Energy is a North Dakota-owned and operated proud employer of vets, providing power generation and gas processing services to the oil producer industry. Blaze is on the front lines of the energy revolution and was founded with the sole mission of converting wasted gas into a more usable form of energy, making our North Dakota environment cleaner and healthier. They capture it, convert it, and transform it. They even power their own vehicles with it. Blaze was the first company in the U.S. to produce electricity from wellhead gas and put that power into the local power grid, gas that otherwise would have gone to flare. Thank you to all of our veteran employees, and thank you, North Dakota oil producers, for your continued support. For all your well site power generation and gas processing services, check out Blaze Energy at blazeenergy.com. That's B-L-A-I-S-E energy.com. BlazeEnergy.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Keeping warm thanks to energy, it'd be a day like today, right? In the middle of a blizzard warning. Fox News says William Lajeunesse, William Lajeunesse, I think it is down at the Dakota Access Pipeline protest site. Listen to what he's saying right now about what is happening down there. He's got a first-hand report here.
Concerns right now. We are told that an evacuation is underway.
in the camps. We can't get there right now because the roads are closed. We also have no transmission because our SAT truck can't handle that kind of wind. We have about 50-mile-an-hour winds, as you can see as I back into this kind of thing. It's really very bad blizzard conditions. But they are going tent to tent right now inside the camp, telling people to shelter in place until they can get them transport to get them out.
That is Fox News Channel moments ago to check on the accuracy of that report. We have a pretty good source on the phone. Governor Jack Dalrymple joins us from the Capitol today. Governor, thanks for the time today. Is there an evacuation underway at the protest site right now?
Well, yes, there is. And, that is going to be an ongoing challenge all day long. Obviously, in this kind of a storm with high winds, even keeping the roads open is not that simple. Our main priority right now is, getting the snowplows down Highway 6 and keeping 1806 open from Fort Yates back up to the camp. We also have vehicles that need to be moved off the highways. That takes time, and we are making a maximum effort, just to provide the highways that we need to do this. But people are being moved from the camp down to the schools and the college at Fort Yates, and that is definitely the right thing to do. I think now people will understand why I issued an emergency evacuation order a week ago and told people that that campsite is no place to be in winter weather.
Will they be allowed to return to the site?
Well, I think what we're hearing from the tribal chairman is that he is asking everyone to go home. There is no place to be. The camp is not suitable. There are not other places for people to be. And he is saying very plainly that there really will be no work and no activity on the river crossing for several months, if ever. And for that reason, it's pointless to simply reside in that area.
Do you think that the Trump administration would uphold this decision by the Obama administration and that pipeline could possibly not be completed? Do you think that's a possibility?
Well, I certainly don't know anything for sure about what happens in Washington, D.C., but we know that there's going to be a process started to analyze alternate routes and to, do an EIS. When the administration changes, I think, only then will they say exactly how they're going to handle the process.
Is it your sense that the decision by the Obama administration to not grant the easement, therefore putting everything in limbo until there's a Trump administration, will defuse this situation? Will cause these people out? Because I'm hearing the opposite. Chase Ironhides is putting out saying, no way, we're not leaving. I realize that the chairman has now decided to take the responsible fashion 118 days into this thing. Very novel of him to finally join that crowd. But is anybody listening? What's your sense of whether or not that call is being heeded? Are they listening to the people that say, we're staying, we're not going anywhere? Are they listening to the chairman saying it's time to go?
Well, that is a very good question. I'm not sure anybody, knows the answer to that. There are individual personal decisions being made by, literally thousands of people. I hope that they, see the reasonable, line of thought, which is that, there's nothing here to do for several months. And there are, better places for them to be that are safe and nothing would be lost. Chairman Archambault is, making it very clear that, if work activity would start up again someday in the spring, at that site that all the protesters can come back again.
Only a few seconds left, Governor. Somebody else wanted to know why state offices were not closed today.
Always a tough call, but, here in the actual cities of Bismarck, Mandan, where most of our people live, traffic is moving around. A lot of snow was cleared in town overnight. Obviously, people out in the country know when they need to stay put.
Got it. Okay, sounds good. We have a few other questions related to the protesters being paid and whether they're paying taxes on those things, and I know there's plenty of time to tackle that on a future interview, which we'll get scheduled as soon as we can. Main thing today is to recognize lives are at risk with this situation, as you'd warned, and let's hope this evacuation goes well. Thanks, Governor. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless you. Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway, June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.